is she answering? And who am I? That's not a secret I'll never tell. You know you love me. XOXO, Gossip Girl.
朋友们，大家好，欢迎来到绯闻女孩口语大讲堂，我是 Kenneth。人生是一场倾盆大雨，命运则是一把漏洞百出的雨伞，而爱情呢，则是补丁。然而有时候补丁也会破。Nate 和 Blair 这对郎才女貌的恋人感情也出现了问题。他和好兄弟 Chuck 谈论起了这件事儿。我们来听听这对好朋友的私房话。
Nathaniel, you're finally about to have sex with your girlfriend. It's like you're headed to your execution.
No, man, I'm good.
Talk to Chuck, buddy. You and Blair have been dating forever. All of a sudden, there's a problem.
There's no problem. It's just... Do you ever feel like our whole lives have been planned out for us? That we're just gonna end up like our parents?
Man, that's a dark thought.
You know, aren't we entitled to choose just to be happy?
Look easy, Socrates. What we're entitled to is a trust fund. Maybe a house in the Hamptons, a prescription drug problem. But happiness...does not seem to be on the menu, so smoke up and seal the deal with Blair because you're also entitled to tap that ass.
Nathaniel, you're finally about to have sex with your girlfriend. It's like you're headed to your execution. It's like you are headed to your execution. Beheaded to 或者 head to 表示走向。For example, he's headed to college this fall. 他今年秋季将迈进大学。还有一个类似的词组是 head for, 前往、出发。比如说在每年的夏天， people like to head for the beach to cool off, 人们喜欢到海滩来凉快凉快。再拓展一下，如果说某人 have a head for something, 是指某个人有着怎样的才能，或者说他在某方面有着特殊的头脑。如果说一个人数学很好，你可以说他 has a head for math,has a head for math. 同样的，在听我们节目的朋友中，很多人都 has a head for English. 英语很好，有英语头脑。has a head for English. Execution. E-X-E-C-U-T-I-O-N. Execution. 这是个名词，它有三个意思。第一个呢，表示执行、实行、完成。比如说 His original idea was good, but his execution of the scheme was disastrous. 他的设想很好，但是行起来却糟糕透顶。好，第二个意思是演奏、表演技巧。比如说 The pianist's execution of the concerto was marvelous. 那钢琴师弹的协奏曲神乎其技。Concerto, C-O-N-C-E-R-T-O, 协奏曲的意思。The pianist's execution of the concerto was marvelous. 那钢琴师弹的协奏曲神乎其技。Execution 在剧中呢指的是死刑。Convicted drug traffickers may face execution. 已经被定罪的毒贩子可能会被处以极刑。OK, 回到剧本中。It's like you're headed to your execution. 意思明白了吗？没错，这感觉就像是临近死刑。然而 Nate 却不认可这样的说法，他说 No man, I'm good. 不，伙计，我很好。然后 Chuck 回答说 Talk to Chuck, buddy. 跟 Chuck 说吧，伙计。自己说自己的名字还真的挺有意思的。而 buddy, B-U-D-D-Y, 也是口语中的常用说法，伙计的意思。在老友记 Friends 中，我们还经常听到 dude 这个词， D-U-D-E, dude.也是表示对熟人的一种称呼，可以翻译为伙计。类似的词语还有 chum, C-H-U-M, partner, 或者 partner, P-A-R-D-N-E-R, P-A-R-T-N-E-R, 还有 guy, G-U-Y, folks, F-O-L-K-S, gang, G-A-N-G, 等等。比较多 ,right? 如果将两个 body 连用，中间添加连接符，这个词语是形容词，表示非常亲密的 ,body body。比如说 ,they're very body body, 他们非常亲密 ,they're very body body。我希望和你们也能 be body body, how about you? Body friend 指的是普通朋友 ,body friend。最常见的一个句子是 ,is she your body friend or sweetheart friend?他是你的普通朋友还是男女朋友呢？ Body friend, 普通朋友 sweetheart friend 男女朋友 is she your buddy friend or sweetheart friend OK You and Blair have been dating forever All of a sudden there's a problem 你跟 Blair 一直在一起突然间就出问题了吗 All of a sudden 突然的出乎意料的比如说 A question came to me all of a sudden 我突然想起了一个问题You and Blair have been dating forever. All of a sudden, there is a problem. 你跟 Blair 一直在一起，突然间就出问题了吗？ Okay, there's no problem. It's just, 没什么问题，只是什么呢？ Do you ever feel like our whole lives have been planned out for us? That we are just gonna end up like our parents? 你有没有觉得我们的一生都是注定了的？我们人生最后就像我们父母的人生一样。很悲观的想法，所以 Chuck 说 Man, that's a dark thought 兄弟这么想就消沉了 Dark thought 消沉的在英语中是 Depressed, low spirit 那么消沉的思想是不是 A depressed thought 或者说 A low spirit thought 呢可以这么说但是当你说 A dark thought 就显得地道多了内塔是比较消极他说 And aren't we entitled to choose just to be happy?难道我们不能选择开心的生活吗 Entitled to Entitled E-N-T-I-T-L-E Entitled to 给予权利使有资格比如说有的店面为了促销开展一系列的活动有一种呢就是给你优惠券然后你拿着那张券可以享受优惠之类的我们来听一个例句 This ticket can entitle you to have a free meal in this hotel这张票可以让你在这个旅馆免费的吃一顿饭。这个词组呢也经常使用被动态来表达 ,that is, be entitled to, 后面接上一个名词或者 be entitled to do something, 有权享有有做某事的权利或者资格。比如说某人非常优秀做事情做得很漂亮那么 he is entitled to high praise, 他有资格得到高度的赞扬。好这里的 Aren't we entitled to choose just to be happy? 意思就是难道我们没有权利去选择开心的生活吗 Look easy Socrates 听着放松点苏格拉底 Socrates S-O-C-R-A-T-E-S 苏格拉底他是古希腊的哲学家大家应该听过他的很多故事 right? Chuck 把 Nate 称为苏格拉底是说他太深沉了所以叫他 easy 也就是 take it easy take it easy 放轻松所以呢 Chuck 就接着说了些现实的事儿。What we are entitled to is a trust fund maybe a house in the Hamptons a prescription drug problem trust fund trust T-R-U-S-T fund F-U-N-D连起来是信托基金的意思 Trust Fund Prescription Drug Prescription P-R-E-S-C-R-I-P-T-I-O-N 在这里是药方的意思 Give somebody a prescription 或者说 make a prescription 开处方 Prescription Drug 指的是处方药 What we are entitled to is a trust fund 我们有权得到的只有信托资金Maybe a house in the Hamptons, 一幢汉普顿的房子 A prescription drug problem, 以及由处方药带来的麻烦 But happiness does not seem to be on the menu Menu, M-E-R-U, 菜单的意思 On the menu, 在菜单上引申一下就是在选项内 Happiness does not seem to be on the menu 幸福似乎并不在选项里幸福似乎不是我们要考虑的东西 So smoke up所以呢多抽几支烟 and seal the deal with Blair 然后去搞定 Blair 吧 cause you're also entitled to tap that ass 因为你也有资格和他亲热 seal the deal 这个词组呢我们在前面的节目中已经讲过了搞定的意思在这里指的是前文所提到的 have sex with Blair tap the ass tap T-A-P 轻拍轻打 ass A-S-S这个单词呢在口语中广泛使用基本的意思有三个屁股蠢人和驴子它与不同的词语搭配呢就会产生很多不同的含义我们稍微的来讲几个 kick ass 了不起的，它可以充当定语来使用，比如说 That's two kick-ass women， 那是两个了不起的女人。 Kick-ass 了不起的， OK。 Kiss-ass 拍马屁巴结某人， Kiss-ass。 注意这两个的区别， Kiss-ass 以及 Kick-ass。 接下来要讲到的是 Asshole， S-A-S-S 屁股，hole H-O-L-E 洞。根据维基百科的英文解释呢， asshole 是一个不雅的用语，表示对某人的厌恶。词语形容的对象呢，通常是非常刻薄的、自私的，或者是粗鲁无礼的。那如果有人毫不留情面的当众指责你、辱骂你，你也可以指着他的鼻子骂一句 asshole。 如果某人满嘴脏话、毫无教养，那么他也配得上一句 you are an asshole。通常呢 asshole 用来形容男生的情况比较多，而且这个词语属于脏话，因此千万不要乱用哦。好了，今天的节目就到这里，我是 Kenneth。 如果大家对我的节目有任何的疑问和意见，都欢迎发电子邮件告诉我。咱们下期节目不见不散， XOXO 再见。
My mom's Paxil? Nathaniel, you're finally about to have sex with your girlfriend. It's like you're headed to your execution.
No man, I'm good
Talk to Chuck, buddy. You and Blair have been dating forever. All of a sudden, there's a problem.
There's no problem. It's just... Do you ever feel like our whole lives have been planned out for us? That we're just gonna end up like our parents?
Man, that's a dark thought. You know, aren't we entitled to choose just to be happy?
Look easy, Socrates.
What we're entitled to is a trust fund. Maybe a house in the Hamptons. The prescription drug problem.
But happiness...does not seem to be on the menu, so smoke up and seal the deal with Blair, because you're also entitled to tap that ass.